Hello, I'm Rochelle Jaffe, the director of the Ashland School of Hypnotherapy, and we're about to do an induction for motivation to help you with your New Year's wishes or anything else that you'd like to work with and affirm and feel more motivation for. And so as we begin for this process, which is going to be a little bit different than any of the other processes that you might have heard me do. This one is a combination of hypnotherapy and NLP. And for this process, you're going to be more alert, more active, more fully engaged than you have with some of the other processes where you've felt more relaxed and letting the words just kind of flow over you. So this time you may want to sit up if that helps you to be more alert. You can even keep your eyes open and focused on one spot in front of you, or keep your eyes closed if you can stay alert and engaged that way. And as we begin, we're going to start to do a little relaxation, because as you know, it's very hard to create change if there's a lot of contraction. And so taking these first few moments to find that beautiful balance in yourself between relaxation and alignment, between openness and focus. And so one really nice way to do that is by focusing on your breath. Rather than thinking about your breath, feeling your breath. Feeling the sensations of the inhale as you draw in a fresh new breath. That momentary pause where everything becomes still. And feeling the exhale as you breathe out, that natural letting go as everything in the body begins to relax. And in order to support that sense of alignment, just feeling for a moment into your skeleton, into your bones. Beautiful bones that support you so well throughout every day, that help you to move forward, to do all of the activities that you enjoy. And bring in your focus now all the way down to your feet, and just feeling into the bones of your feet, the bones and the joints. And perhaps as you feel the strength and the solidity of your bones, all of your muscles can begin to relax around them. All of the tissues relaxing around them. And if you have your feet on the floor, feeling how your bones begin to relax and your joints relax. Spread out and just feeling like they can sink a little bit more fully into that contact with the floor. Lovely feeling. And then bringing your awareness to your ankles. And just feeling how there's that connection between the bones of your feet and the bones of your lower legs, that beautiful joint and that space and the fluid in the joint. And just feeling how, as you experience that, you can just relax that whole area around your ankle, just inviting it to relax. Feeling a kind of softness and ease in your ankles. And then moving your awareness to your lower legs and feeling how all of the tissues surround those bones that move from your ankles all the way up to your knees. And again, just feeling the strength and solidity of those bones and how everything can relax around them. Again, those spacious, movable, amazing joints of your knees. And then moving your awareness up into your thighs. Those larger bones of your thighs. Your hamstrings, the muscles, feeling all of that relaxing and softening. And then, of course, the leg bones connected to the hip bones. And the hip bones connected to the pelvis, that pelvic bowl that supports your whole torso, your shoulders and arms, your head, your neck. And so imagining that bowl of your pelvis as though it were filled with water. And to find a really beautiful balance in your pelvis so that everything above it can be really nicely aligned. Just feel that bowl as though it could be very stable and centered, so not tipping to the back or tipping to the front. It's really beautifully centered, and so you can feel your spine extending up from your pelvis, doing its amazing gravity-defying act as it extends upward towards the heavens, keeping you erect. And just noticing how as you breathe, if you breathe in all the way into your belly, feeling the organs inside your belly and each one coming to rest so gently in its place, feeling your spine, and feeling how as you breathe in this way, fully into your chest and fully into your belly, that your bones of your spine move with each inhale and exhale, giving your spine a gentle massage with each and every breath. And feeling your ribs now connected in the back to your spine and in the front to your sternum. And feeling how your ribs also just move with each breath. Even your bones float and move, are strong and fluid, stable and yet flexible. It's a beautiful metaphor, isn't it? And then feeling your collarbones, your shoulder blades in the back. Feeling them sliding across your ribs in the back with your in-breath and your out-breath. Feeling your shoulder bones as they rest across your ribcage. And then feeling your arm bones extending down from your shoulders. And as you do, feeling all of the muscles of your arms relaxing. Your joints relaxing, your elbows and wrists. Feeling your hands relaxing, letting go, your fingers. And moving your awareness now to your neck, to your throat, and feeling that softening in the throat as you invite it to relax. Feeling the relaxation in your spine at your neck, just starting to radiate out all the way around your neck into the muscles at the back, right next to your spine, and the sides and the front. And so it frees your spine to balance your head so beautifully. And the muscles can let go of the work of holding up your head as it balances so elegantly on top of your spine. And then feeling your jaw relax, your lips and your tongue, the muscles across your cheekbones and around your ears. Feeling your eyelids relaxing and the muscles around your eyes, your eyebrows and the muscles behind them, and feeling your forehead becoming smooth and relaxed, your temples and your scalp, and even your brain. Feeling your brain relax so that the pathways are relaxed and open, so that your brain feels receptive and ready for this experience. This experience in enhancing your motivation in ways that are really important to you. And so now, just feeling how your awareness, now that your body is relaxed, can just start to begin to settle in and settle down as well. How your emotional self can open and soften, releasing anything it's been holding. And so your awareness can just begin to drop deeper and deeper into that still, quiet place inside. That place at the very center. That place where true lasting change can happen. It's breathing down in, feeling down in. That's right. Just feeling your breath guiding you down as you attune to that deeper place inside. And within that place, just really feeling, what is it that you would like to transform? What is it that you would like to have a deep, true motivation, something that comes from deep inside to help you to create that transformation? That's very good. And now, from that place inside, just allowing yourself to have a picture of things as they are. Perhaps you feel that you eat too much in the evenings or check your phone for messages more often than you want to. Perhaps you watch too much television. Whatever it is, just starting by getting a picture of that, of seeing yourself doing that, as though you were watching a movie. So you here in this moment, staying a little bit separate and just watching yourself doing that. That's right. And now, noticing if you can, just taking that further and further back in time, back to when that particular incident started. So if it's that you are checking your phone continually for messages, just going back to where you first start to feel that impetus, that urge, oh, I'm going to check my phone. Even though something may be saying to you, you just checked it 5 minutes ago. Just noticing that impetus. And noticing if it comes as a picture, as words, as more of a felt sense in your body. Seeing if you can get to that very first part, that seed of what ends up being the action or quality that you'd like to change. That's right, you got it. Okay, good. And so just freezing that moment. Freezing it as a picture possibly, but if you're a more kinesthetic person and don't get a picture, then just kind of taking a metaphorical picture of that feeling. And again, just putting it outside of you as though you could put it in a frame. That's very good. And now just take that picture or that feeling in that frame and put it aside for now. Put it out of your awareness. And now, beginning to focus on what you would really like to create. Just imagining yourself in the future. having already achieved the dream or the outcome, imagine yourself deeply enjoying that. And get in touch with what you're seeing, hearing, doing, and feeling. So this time, rather than just looking at it from the outside, just imagine now that you could really immerse yourself in that future moment, just deeply and fully experiencing that, what that will be like when you really achieve that outcome that you really want. And so perhaps it's that you just really see yourself being deeply engaged in things and noticing that you haven't checked your phone in an hour, or two or three. Or maybe it's that it's the evening time when you usually tend to keep heading into the kitchen to get something to eat. But this time you find that you've immersed yourself in something that's really enjoyable to you. Or that you're just simply sitting and relaxing, enjoying some rest after a long day. Using all of your senses to deeply immerse yourself, make it full color. Just keep adjusting that internal experience, that vision or that feeling, so that it feels more motivating, more compelling. Does the experience become more compelling and attractive if you add more color? Perhaps you can make it brighter. Perhaps you could even add some background music, some words, some movement. And what happens if you bring the image closer to you or move it farther away? What do you experience if you make the movements quicker or slower? Just find which qualities make the experience feel the very best. And just enjoy that for a moment. Just really deeply immerse yourself in that. That future experience that you're creating for yourself now. Because so often what we do when we have a problem is we become so focused in on the problem that we contract and make ourselves less available for change. So nourishing your brain with this picture, with this feeling, this is what I want. That's right. That's great. Just feeling that deeply. Okay, and now we're going to do something that will, again, just help you to experience more of that and less or none of that earlier image or feeling that you brought up of what's happening now that you want to change. And in order to do that, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you now to bring that other picture back, put it right in front of you, and take the picture of the new, the future experience, the experience that you're creating, and just make it very small, as though it were the size of a postage stamp, and put it in the corner of the current picture. Okay, and in a moment, I'm going to ask you, just give you a little preparation, to move the current picture further and further away from you, smaller and smaller, making the colors fade, everything getting fainter, less intense, and at the same time, bring that new picture right in front of you, big and full and lush and all of the color and all of the feeling and all of the movement and all of the significant words, whatever aspects were most important to you. And we're going to do this, and we're going to start out slow so that you can get a sense for it, and then you're going to do it quicker and quicker and quicker.
okay? Because the brain just loves that when you start to make a shift that's so fast that it's almost too fast for your conscious mind to follow. And so getting the picture of the current experience. That's right, getting that in front of you, getting that new picture right in the corner, the size of a postage stamp. Okay, and now moving that current picture back, smaller, further away, lighter, quieter, and that other picture is getting bigger and bigger and fuller, and you can just feel it so well right in front of you, right there. And then just let it go. Just let the whole thing go. Just imagine that you have a mental brush and you can just brush your mind clean of it for a second. Just take a break. And now we're going to do it a few more times. And so again, creating that picture again of the current situation. A little postage stamp of the new experience in the corner. And moving that picture further and further away, the new picture bigger and bigger and brighter and fuller. You can just feel it in your whole body. And now let it go. Okay, and then again, the old picture right in front of you, the new picture, postage stamp size, moving the old picture away, fainter, further, smaller, the new picture bigger, brighter, fuller, really feeling it in your body, and let it go. Now let's just try it three more times. This time we're going to go even a little bit faster. So old picture, postage stamp, move the old one away, the new one big and full and bright, and let it go. And again, old one there, away, new one bright, full, let it go. And you know how to do it now this time. Bring it up, old one away, new one big, let it go. Great, so you can practice this by yourself, and as you do, each time just bringing that up, snapping it so quickly, and then letting it go, refreshing your mind, trying it again, and doing that over and over, and what will happen is that your brain can make a beautiful, really important shift. And so I wish you well with this process for motivation. May you achieve all of the things that are most important to you. Goodbye.